How to hack their brain. Humans are not Vulcans. We are not angels. We are not robots. We are emotionally driven creatures, self-aware, talking primates. And a long, long time ago, Mother Nature had to make a decision. We could either have accurate and slow brains or inaccurate and fast brains. And as it turns out, faster is much better than accuracy. This is why Socrates could essentially prove that nobody was right about anything. By asking only a few questions, he could demonstrate only through their answers to his questions they didn't really know what they were talking about. Our brains are filled with ideas that are false. This is part of who we are. Remember, we are not Vulcans or robots. The beliefs we hold in mind are directional. We believe things so that we can get things. The things necessary for our survival, food, companionship, sex, a sense of belonging, etc. Everybody promises themselves they'll lose weight. But then when we go off our diets, we rationalize it so our ego doesn't take a hit. So we feel like it's logical to go off our diets. This is the human brain. It's not bad. It's not good. It's what got us this far in evolution. Maybe there were a bunch of Vulcan people back in the day. They were always calculating the probabilities of this or that, and they never really did anything unless they had a mathematically based high probability of success. Then there were the Han Solo people. Never tell me the odds. That's who we are. What does all this mean? There are plenty of ways to respond to this aspect of human nature. We could spend endless hours arguing the philosophy of what it all means. Hide in your bedroom and never come out because the world doesn't make any sense. Or use this understanding to leverage the potential hacks in our thinking. One way this presents itself is through false causal relationships. We see a couple of things happening at the same time and we think one caused the other, even super silly things. This is how we develop superstitions. How can you leverage this? With simple questions and gestures, you can be the cause of everything good. Every time they feel happy, they'll think of you. Every time they want to buy something, they'll think of you. Every time they feel like a roll in the hay, they'll think of you. Every time they feel like being sexually adventurous, they'll think of you. This is much, much easier than most people will ever realize. What about you? To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/anchoring-excellence.